Blog Talk Radio.
Find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. And hopefully, this fourth day of January 2013, things are going the way that you need them to go, want them to go, and are making them go. As in, don't give up, ladies and gentlemen. You've only started. They say that by the third day of most people's New Year's resolutions, they've already given up, they've already slacked off, and they've already stopped to do the things that they said that they were going to do. Well, I'm telling you now, if you did slack off, it's only day four. So go ahead and start doing what you need to do today and move forward on your dreams, your goals, and your aspirations as you work harder and harder to get where you need to get. And guess what? As you create that habit, it will be something that comes to you naturally, and eventually you'll get where you want to be. But you have to be persistent, you have to have faith, and you have to believe in you. And know this, you can do it. If there's anybody on this planet that can do it, it's you. Guess what? Hundreds and thousands of people have done it before you, and guess what? Their problems were probably greater than yours, mine's, and a whole lot of people wrapped up. So anyway, today's show, we're going to talk about the greatest place on earth, and the greatest place on earth is with you. It's where you are. So where you are is the greatest place on earth. Don't let anybody tell you any different. Your goals, your aspirations, your wants, your needs, guess what? They are all possible. However, in order for you to get them, you need to do some things, all right? There are requirements, just like everything else, all right? In order for your shoe to get tied, who's got to bend down and tie it? More than likely, you do, as long as you're able. And if you're not able, then that means you're probably not in the greatest state of health, so you need to start working on that, all right? So anyway, the greatest place on earth to be is you. The greatest person on earth there is you. Each and every one of us has dreams, aspirations, and all of the above. And what we like to try to do is we try to talk with you and go over some of the different tools, ideas, suggestions, and things like that to try to help each and every person reach their goal. Why? Because we all need a little help every now and then. We all need a little bit of inspiration and somebody to actually stand there and say, hey, I know you can make this goal. I know that whatever it is that you want will happen if you're only willing to do what's necessary. And guess what? What is it? If you were to look at something growing in the ground, every year, guess what nature does? Guess what the universe does every year? Every year, summer, spring, and fall, usually around spring, your plants start to grow. Well, why do they do that? They do that because that's the way that they were programmed to be. That's the way that they've decided. That's how nature's clock tunes. You never have to wait for your plants to spring up. As soon as they sense that warmth, as soon as they think it's time for them to come up and do what they need to do, what do? They come up. They start to grow. And even though they may have lied dormant underneath the ground, underneath the cold soil for all fall and all of winter, in the spring, what do? They come up. So guess what? That's what we need to be. We need to be like those plants that come up every year, except what we need to do is we need to be more like bamboo. What we need to do is understand that all of this time that's gone by, that you haven't reached your goals, that you haven't really pushed yourself to take your aspirations to the next level and your wants and your needs and your desires to the next level, again, today is the day. Now, if we take each person and we were to look at them like bamboo, as a lot of people know, when you get bamboo in your yard, it's usually a pretty bad thing. Why? Because bamboo just grows and grows and grows. The interesting thing about bamboo is that when you first plant a seed of bamboo, it doesn't grow. Matter of fact, that seed of bamboo may lie under the ground dormant for 10 years. And in that time that it's under that ground, it's growing, but it's not growing in a way that we can see it. We can't see the fruit of its effort until many, many years down the road. Why is that? Because the bamboo is building up strength. It's building up energy. It's building up momentum. And once and as it's building up momentum and strength, it's starting to lay out its roots. So its roots are actually, its foundation is starting to grow all up underneath the ground and all over the place. So when you finally see, just like a human being, if you start laying your roots, you start laying your foundation, you start doing the things necessary for you to get where you need to be it that you need to work on your speaking. Maybe you need to work on some of your other skills. But understand this too. As you're working on these skills, as you're working on these other things that you want to accomplish, you're working on something even more important. That more important thing that you're working on is you. And as you work on you and as you grow, as you lay your vines and as your vines start to grow and start to spread, once you break ground, you're going to have a strong and sturdy foundation. And just like bamboo, once you actually break that ground, then you're going to grow at a rate that's unbelievable. Because bamboo, as you've seen, can get tall, but yet it took a number of years. It took a bit of time for that bamboo to actually penetrate the earth, for it to break the surface. However, it was growing the whole time. And each of us is the same way. And like bamboo, we also need to continue to get sunlight. We need to continue to get nourishment. Our sunlight and our nourishment isn't necessarily in the soil. It's in our food. It's in our associations. It's in our positive thoughts and positive actions that we do to back that up. It's in our ability to want to learn more and more. Because guess what? As we learn more and more, unlike bamboo, we're not growing straight up in the sense of figuratively, but we're growing out. Our being, our spirit, our body, our mind, our soul is actually growing. And that goodness starts to spread. And as we spread that goodness, we start to bring more goodness to ourselves. So guess what, ladies and gentlemen? The greatest place to be on earth is you, is with you. It's around you. And there are some people out there that aren't exactly the most positive or the most, constructive thinkers. Well, guess what? You need to be the most positive and constructive thinker you can be, because then hopefully some of your light, some of your knowledge, some of your energy, which is good and positive energy, will actually shine on them and help them to actually grow and help them to understand that there may be a better way than the way that they've chosen. Because the only person that you're truly responsible for is you. But also understand this, even though you're the only person that you're responsible for, you still need to get as much as you can so that you can help those other people to see their light. Because there's greatness within each and every person. You know, as Les Brown would say, there's greatness in all of us. And we all have a goal. We all have a skill. We all have an ability. And we have many skills, many abilities. And all we need to do is just find that first one. It may take a little effort. It may take a little work on your part. But it's worth it. You're worth it. And because you're worth it and it's worth it, guess what? That realization is going to come, and you're going to start to live your dreams. You're going to start to experience the things that you've always dreamed of experiencing. Matter of fact, if you truly go after your goal, if you're truly hungry, again, as Les Brown would say, you got to be hungry. So if you're truly hungry as you go forth to try to succeed and do the things that you need to do, not try, you are going to succeed, but as you do the things to reach your goals, to get to the next level, to become the person that you want to become, guess what's going to happen? You're going to find out that you have even more dreams, that you have even more goals. And you're going to find out that each of those goals is reachable. Each of those goals is obtainable. Each of those goals, after you've actually gotten them, are goals that were nothing. It's almost like, oh, my goodness, I hardly tried, and now I'm here. Because that's another thing that most of us don't look back at. We look at where we want to be at the time we want to be there, and it seems like it's a far, far, far away. Like it's a long distance before we can get there. And then as the years go on, if we're diligent and if we're consistent, sometimes even if we're kind of halfway consistent, if we were to really look back and look at what we wrote down a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 10 years ago, we'll find that a lot of those goals that we reached for, we've actually succeeded and we've passed them. We have that already. Again, remember at one time you couldn't lift your head. Then what happened? All of a sudden, through diligence, through exercise, through continuing to try to lift your head as a child, you lifted your head. Then at one time you couldn't sit up, then you were sitting up. You couldn't walk, then you were walking. You couldn't run, then you were running. You couldn't run that fast, now you're running faster. Okay, there's a whole lot of things in our life and in the process. And I think that's the most important thing, as Mr. Brown would tell me. Mr. Brown is one of my mentors, and of course Mr. Reno. They would tell me that, Mr. Bennett, it's part of the journey. You got to understand that it's part of the journey. As Jim Rohn would say, it's part of the journey. What we need to do is we need to reach those goals, not for what they will give us, but for what we will become by succeeding, by getting there, by doing the things necessary and realizing those goals. Remember, all of the people that you want to help that you can't help now, it's because you haven't done enough to help yourself. You're not in a position to help yourself, because if you could help yourself, then guess what? You'd have all of that extra, all of that excess, so that you could help other people. You can't blame the rich people. The rich people, at least they were able to get money. And with that money, what can they do? They can help as many people as they choose. The sad part is that a lot of them don't choose to help anybody but themselves or the people within their circle. So whose fault is it if you can't help your church? Whose fault is it if you can't help your neighbor? Whose fault is it if you can't help your son, your daughter, or any other person that's near and dear to your heart? It's your fault. Why? Because you weren't willing to do what was necessary. You weren't willing to take it to the next step. You weren't willing to step up and do the things necessary so that the success story that's able to help somebody else become a success story is you. So that the mentor that can not only talk the talk, but is showing that they've walked the walk, is you. We're all going to have down times. We're all going to have times when things don't work out. However, you have to keep the faith. You have to keep the energy. You have to stay hungry. And you have to keep reaching and reaching and reaching until you get where you need to get. But you also need to track it. You need to be specific in your goals. And you need to actually have a mission and take that mission and move it forward and monitor your steps and thank yourself every time that you succeed at a goal. Every time you do something successfully, thank yourself. Every time you do something and it's not as successful as you want it to be, look back at that thing and go, okay, how come this wasn't as successful as I wanted it to be? What happened? Where do I need to make some adjustments? Where do I need to check myself and make sure that I'm on track and I'm online and I'm doing the things that I need to do? Again, it's totally up to you. You can do anything that you want to do. You can be anything that you want to be, but you can't be anybody until you're yourself. You can't be anything until you're yourself. Nothing worth being. Again, there's only one you. No matter where you go, there's only one you. I like that saying that people are like snowflakes, all beautiful and all different, no matter how many thousands and millions and hundreds and billions fall. You are like a snowflake. You are like an onion. You have layers. And in order for you to realize what it is that you need to find the thing that motivates you. You need to find your why. You need to find your reason for getting up. But first of all, you need to be thankful for what you already have. You need to acknowledge the good that's within you and acknowledge the good that's around you and then try to create more good, not only within you, but also around you. You sometimes need to be the light in a world of darkness. You sometimes need to be the motivating force when everybody else is down. You sometimes need to separate yourself from those people that aren't going to be positive, that aren't going to be guys, that aren't going to be people in which you would like to be like. You need to model yourself to become the best person you can be. Again, there's greatness within each and every person. Doesn't matter when you start. Today is now. Doesn't matter about yesterday. Doesn't matter 10 years ago, 12 years ago. Again, the crimes or the lack of different things that you believe and perceive in your own mind is not necessarily reality. It's just reality as you see it. In order for us to move forward with our lives, we have to let go of the negative. We have to let go of what we didn't do yesterday and start working on what we can do today to fix it. We need to stop being mad about things that are done. They're over with. You cannot turn back the hand of time, ladies and gentlemen. If you can, please let me go. Let me know. We need to talk, all right, because we need to go back and change a whole bunch of stuff. But up until this point, all right, in this present time, to the best of my knowledge, there is no one that can turn back the hand of time. And again, if there's somebody with a time machine, I wish and pray that they would come and see me. Because I'm going to tell you, I will definitely take advantage of that little secret. I will definitely take advantage of that opportunity to correct some of the things that I believe are wrong. Now, mind you, they're things that I believe are wrong, but they may not be things that you believe is wrong. Again, that's my perception. That's the way I see life. Well, all I'm trying to do is share my perception with some people that also agree with that perception. I'm not saying that they have to hold hands with me and we run singing Fla La La together. But what I am saying is that if you've got to wake up every morning, why not make a wake up happy? If you have a dream, why not reach it? If you have a goal, why not go for it? If you're here on life at this time, in this place, then why don't you use the time that you have? Why? Because the most precious item, commodity, thing that you have, and in reality, ladies and gentlemen, the only thing that you have is time. You have a definite beginning, and you have a definite physical end. So in this physical world, on this physical planet, in this physical plane, why not be all that you can be? Why not do everything that you can possibly do? Why can't you bring light to the people who need light? Why can't you be the person that we write about? Why can't you make your mark in history? There's no reason why you can't. It's all up to you. Your perception of the world, again, is your perception of the world. But in a world with so much disorder, with so much different crazy things going on, why don't we take your light if you're going to be a light? If you're going to be the person that stands for good, if you're going to be the person that wants to inspire other people to be everything that they can be, why can't you be the leader? And I had a gentleman not too long ago, I did a show on great leaders are great followers, and people that aren't great followers are usually poor leaders. And he didn't agree with me. Again, all I could tell him was, if I'm wrong, then prove me wrong. If you look at history, what I said was right. The problem with most of us is that we're arrogant. We believe that we know it all. Ladies and gentlemen, in the scheme of things, none of us know anything. Why do we know anything? Because the universe is constantly sharing different things with us. So we're constantly evolving. We're constantly growing. However, those of us that already think they know it all, they're in a lot worse position than those of us that are willing to accept the fact that things happen, that changes occur every day, that every day we're taking leaps and bounds in our understanding of even our own selves. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, let's look at it honestly. We've explored more of the moon than we have of the planet that we live on. We can go thousands of miles into space and land on another planet, yet we can't physically, with our persons, yet we can't go to the bottom of the sea. We can send something down there that can go to the bottom of the sea or go as far as we can go, but we can't go there. So this place that we live in, this planet that we live on, is actually less explored than the surface of the moon. Again, we are full of opportunities. The average person doesn't use but 5% of their brain. So could you imagine what the other, 95% of your brain has the capability of doing? You know, they say that people are in the image of God. Whatever your belief is, I'm just going to use this particular scenario at the time. God could walk on water. God could heal the sick. God could make water turn to wine. Could you imagine if that type of power is inside you, if that type of force is inside you, and then when your time comes, you find out that you had all of this infinite power, you had all of this infinite resource, yet you failed to use it? You figure the average probably American doesn't even use 4% or 3% of their brain, but they're saying the smartest people use about 5%. That's ridiculous. So that means that there are some amazing things that are harnessed in your body, in your mind, in your soul, in your being, in your presence, if you're only willing to let those things out, if you're only willing to accept the greatness that's within you and do the things that are going to help to grow that, to help you become the best person that you could possibly be. You've already got everything that you need. You've already got everything that you need. All you need to do is believe that you deserve it and then do the things necessary to get it. You have to be hungry. You have to know what it is that you want. Again, there's hundreds and thousands and millions of people that make poor choices, but notice it's their choice. That choice doesn't have to be your choice. That inner strength and that inner power is something that you control. It's something that's in your hands. It's something that you can do to make you the best person that you've ever been and could ever be. And each and every day you can work on making yourself a little better. Again, you may not see the change overnight. You may not see the change in a day. A lot of us say, well, we came from dysfunctional families. Well, they say that 85% of us come from dysfunctional families. So guess what? That dysfunctional excuse that you are using, you're no longer unique. Stop crying. Stop whining. Stop blaming the world for everything that's not going right in your life and start making things go right. Stop using the crutches, be it mental, physical, or whatever, because guess what? They're garbage. I saw a young lady with no feet and one hand climb a tree. Now, if that young lady with no feet and one actual hand could climb a tree, what could you do with 2 feet, 2 hands, and all of your limbs? Again, it's a simple adjustment of believing in yourself and then doing the work necessary to make that possibility a reality. All right? Because everything's impossible until somebody does it. Why can't that person that does it be you? Why can't that person that lives that dream, that makes that reality a physical reality, become you? Again, the earth was flat, remember that? However, we find that the earth is round. No man would ever fly to the moon, remember that? Kennedy, not even knowing how, said we would have a man on the moon. We had a man on the moon. Nobody would ever break the one-minute mile. Now hundreds, thousands of people have broke the one-minute mile. Who is it? Bruce Jenner broke the one-minute mile. What fantastic, amazing, and awesome thing are you capable of, or things are you capable of, but you're failing to take the necessary steps to go forward? Again, it lies within you, ladies and gentlemen. There is greatness within you, all right? If you need to jump, jump. If you need to step, step. If you need to hop, hop. But you need to take that action that's going to get you where you need to be. You need to realize that it's possible and that you're capable of making the probable possible and the possible probable. All you have to do is take the initiative and believe in you. Constantly learning, constantly growing, constantly stretching that muscle, not only that physical muscle, but that mental muscle, that spiritual muscle, eating the foods that are going to help your body to grow and develop, to help you blossom, to help you break up off the surface layer, all right? You've been doing some growing down beneath, down below, but to actually break through and to reach for the sky, reach for the stars, reach for the sunlight, because it's up to you. It's possible. Now all you have to do is your part. You know, like they say, if you conspire to be the best you can, the universe will meet you there. And guess what? It will. Look at Viktor Frankl. Spent, years in a concentration camp with nothing but his mind, and he came out to be the person that he came out to be. There was a gentleman that was in a POW prison camp for whatever. I think he was in a 4x4 room, 4-foot by 4-foot room. And he was able to keep his sanity. He played golf every day. When he actually was released from prison, because he said on an interview that that was his goal, he wanted to play golf, and he had played golf in his mind, what they ended up doing was they took him to a golf course. That man who hadn't played golf in, 12 years, had a better golf game than people that went to the golf course every day. Yet he was in a POW camp. Ladies and gentlemen, you can be and do anything that you want to do. You can have anything that you want to have, but you have to want to live your dreams. You have to want to reach your goals. You have to do the things necessary. You can't just want it. You got to talk the talk and walk the walk every day, every second, because guess what? Every second you have the ability to change and to adjust in your life. So with that, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. I want to thank everybody for listening, and I hope that this show was one that gave you some information, some hope, some thought, and is going to help you to go ahead and take that step, to be the person that you are meant to be, to throw away your excuses and throw away all those other things that seem to be in your way. Again, please follow us on Blog Talk and go up the left-hand top corner of the page and click follow and follow us. Please also share us with each and every person that you think will get something from listening to The Zurian Show. Right now we're at about 13,000 listeners, and we'd like to be at 35,000 listeners by next year, all right, or more. Again, it all starts with you. Take the action, move forward, be happy, live the life that you're supposed to live. Live your dreams. Take care and be well.